Hello, everyone. Bruce Edwin here, HollywoodSentinel.com, back with you. And we're speaking here again today with Omaima Ramsey. Omaima is a makeup artist to the stars. She's worked on major campaigns and worked with many stars in Hollywood. And Omaima, it's a real pleasure to have you back with us here today. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Thanks so much. I'm doing all the better now I'm here with you guys.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. So, Maima, we were speaking earlier in our first segment. We were talking about your new campaign you did for Serena, which is, of course, the new clothing and fashion line by tennis star Serena Williams. Congratulations, by the way, on that. Tell us a bit, please, more about like what that was like to work with and how did that come about?
It was great. It came about through a great friend of mine, Pedro, who is the photographer, and he brought me on because I work with him a lot. Serena and her team based predominantly in Florida. And they had flown into Los Angeles to do the shoot. That's where we shot it. It was really, everyone was very excited about the launch. You know, we were very excited to be part of it and to be forwarding Serena's message and helping her. And you know, everyone was really, really excited.
Yes.
Everyone was so lovely. It was nice. Her sister was there. Her nephew was there. It was like, you could see that, like, every part of life is reflected by me and what a positive person she is and how much she really does. Like, you know when you can just see that, like, oh, yeah, this isn't fake. Like,
yeah.
She's really badass. You know?
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I'm looking at her site, and by the way, listeners can go to SerenaWilliams.com. Looking at the, and it's really some cool clothes, so I'm really definitely liking it. And yeah, so congratulations on your work on that. That's really exciting, very cool. Absolutely. And we were discussing in our first segment, listeners out there, you can check that out. We'll put the link to it in the bottom of this story. But we were discussing kind of, you know, for makeup artists out there, and I know in Hollywood here, and of course in Chicago and New York and Miami, many other big cities, there are many young people or whoever, makeup artists, trying to basically not just be, you know, at the star level that you're at, but really just trying to get a paid gig. So I want to kind of ask you that, ask you that. How did you, what's your advice on the makeup artists out there starting out? Like, how do they get the breakthrough to get the first paid gig? What's your advice to them?
You know, I think it's a bit of a numbers game. Like,
yeah.
I would say obviously do your absolute best and always give like 110%, but like, it's just like, get your hands on any photographer, start working with any photographer you can, keep going, keep trying, keep asking people, keep telling people you're available. That's a very important thing, but
yes.
Just give a little gem there.
Right.
And you know, things will just evolve by means of the fact that you're doing it and and by working with new people. And like, I found that a lot of the jobs that I get, that they're from the photographer. Like, a lot of the time it's people, it's
cool.
Brands also who like will look at my work and so on. But there's an athletic brand that I just did makeup on last week called Avo Views or Avocado, and the photographer is an amazing woman called Michelle Marita, who, you know, like, I had worked with her best friend so much, but yet never worked with her. So then
sure.
Like, oh my god, of course. Like, my best friend works with her all the time. That makes sense.
Nice.
And so it kind of like things just start happening by way of the fact that you're just working with so many different people and you build yourself a strong network.
Sure. That makes sense. So they should tell people they're available and just really network with photographers and others and That's really the basic thing. That makes sense. Now, when you started, I'm guessing, because in our entertainment industry and fashion industry, rejection happens. Did you deal with a lot of rejection, or, and if so, how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's always, you know, that one job I wanted so much and then I never heard back, or like the one artist I wanted to work with that I never got to work with, or whatever. But, you know, the way that I look at it is like, well, it's not really a point of them rejecting me. It's like, well, maybe they already had someone. Maybe you got that right. Maybe the person that they were hiring, the model actress, had some special need that you didn't want to have to deal with.
Sure.
But, you know, like, maybe it just wasn't a right fit. Maybe, you know, like, all of these things. But, like, eventually, like, I don't take it as a problem, because I'm like, you know, we're growing so much that why does it matter? You're going to evolve.
Well, that's an incredible attitude, and I think that, I mean, it sounds so simple and obvious when you state it like this, but in my experience, I've dealt with, like, on the actor or model side or band or singer side, so many, you know, these things happen where they're so-called rejected, but they just get so upset about it, and they take it personally, and it, like, stops them. It slows them down or stops them completely. So the fact that you have this attitude, I mean, I think that, how has that, do you think that attitude has been integral partly to your success?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell, because it's something that I've been doing intrinsically, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it just comes naturally.
it's kind of like, it was hard to tell, because it was just sort of the natural conclusion that I had.
Well, that's amazing.
I would just sort of say that, like, well, you know, like, you just don't know. You just don't know. And so why bother yourself over the things that you're never going to know?
Right, right. Well,
no one's really going to, like, tell the actor, well, decided not to go with you because your nose is too big. Like, no one's going to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So why does it matter? And it probably isn't because your nose is too big.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, that's brilliant. And I think, I mean, just your attitude, I think, is brilliant about how you've conducted yourself. And I'm going to argue that your attitude and the way you think has really helped you succeed. In addition, of course, to your skill, you've got to have the talent, which you've got, and the skills. So congratulations on that. And, you know, listeners out there, whether you're in makeup or any field, I think you can really learn from Omaima, and what she's done, and really how you think, Omaima. So, absolutely. So, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're super busy, but just back to Serena, to that job for a minute. Is there any story or anything unique with that you'd like to share with us, or just anything in general you'd like to add?
No, I mean, it was just a great experience. I was so amazed by the staff. We got through so many looks and, you know, so much work in such a condensed period of time. You know, they're all flying out here, and so it's a bit cramped in.
Yeah.
So I was just very amazed by, you know, how smooth it was.
Well, that's very cool. Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and, you know, congratulations on your work. Listeners, for those of you that, whether you're looking for new makeup artists or just want to check out Omaima's work, you can visit her. Omaima, do you want to mention your website?
Yeah, it's just my name, omaimaramsey.com, OmaimaRamsey.
Excellent. We'll put a link to that in the bottom for our listeners. Omaima, it's always, again, you know, just really appreciate talking with you, and you're very interesting to me. You're obviously an artist, really in the truest sense of the word. I think many people don't realize the artistry behind makeup, but you've studied, you know, I know you've studied color theory and painting and all these things. So just congratulations on
your... have a bachelor's degree in makeup, if you believe that.
You have a bachelor's degree in what?
In makeup.
Well, I do believe it. That's awesome. I can see why. You know, it's definitely reflective in your work. Do you think that has was those of, and I know we were going to wrap up here, but final thought. what do you think of makeup schools or students going to school for makeup? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's fantastic. You should absolutely study.
Yeah.
I get, you know, quite a few requests from artists to assist me in order to learn from me. And one girl made the mistake of saying to me, "Oh, I'm moving to LA. I heard it's not what you know, but who you know." And I was like, "Excuse me? You're trying to tell me it's just my connection?"
Right. Yeah, it's definitely more than that.
Definitely more than that. And like, I moved to LA only 2 years ago and I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
No one knew me.
That reminds me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, no, I mean, like, for me, at makeup school was a natural progression. I worked in the film industry first, and my bachelor's degree is in hair and makeup for film and TV, so it was wig making and prosthetics and a lot of period makeup and so on. But it was a 3-year course, and it was phenomenal at the London College of Fashion.
That's great.
It was incredible, and I think that, you know, people need to realize that there is something to learn.
Yes, definitely. And so, I was just thinking of that the other day. There are so many so-called adages, I guess, are supposed to be true. And there are so many so-called adages that are just not true. And I think you've just exemplified that with this one. It's, you know, people saying it's not what you know, who you know. Well, no, it is what you know. You've got to be skilled, like. Pretty obvious. Well, very cool. So I think we've got a new title for a book here or something, you know. That's brilliant. So, Omaima, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you again for your time. Listeners, visit www.omaimaramsey.com. We'll put the link in here for you. And Omaima, thank you again, and we hope to have you back with us soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.